The reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 23, which you can find on page 1152 of the Church Bibles. Page 1152, 1 Corinthians and chapter 11 and verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Molly, thank you very much. We're going to spend a bit of time thinking about those words now. And I'm going to be putting some pictures on the board. So, children, if you want to come forward, and if you want to bring one of those cushions with you as well to sit on, you're very welcome to do that. Come and have a sit around here. You don't need a cushion, but you can bring one if you like. Oh, they've all gone. Oh, all the cushions have gone. Oh, no, there's some cushions. There we go. Well done, William. A few of you have found Arthur's got a cushion. If you want to go and look, has anyone got any cushions by their feet? Does anyone want a cushion who doesn't have a cushion? Matthew, there you go. Do you want to wander up? Steve's waving. Oh, Linda's got one. There we go. Brilliant. Oh, thought we'd lost all of our kneelers for a moment. Brilliant. Well done. Come and have a seat. Fantastic. We're going to be thinking about those words that Molly just read for us from the Bible, which is all about reminding us what Jesus said to his friends when he was having supper with them. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But just to get our brains in gear this morning, I've got a few things to help us think. Because what we're going to be trying to do is we're going to be thinking about remembering, trying to remember important things and things that can maybe remind us so that we don't forget. Now, one way is you could say, well, I've got something really important to remember. I'll just keep my fingers crossed. Does anyone think that works? Not really, does it? Okay. So, different things here. Why might you have one of these? What might that help you to remember, Sophie?
My treasure.
You did that without moving your lips. Amazing. Go on. What were you going to say? Yeah, absolutely. You are right, William. Well done. You find treasure. Okay, next one. What might this help you remember? Matthew.
What time it is.
What time it is. And what if it makes a noise? What's it reminding you of?
To wake up,
isn't it? That's right. We set an alarm clock because we might want to sleep a bit longer. That reminds us that it's time to get out of bed, although maybe not at, what's that, 4:05. Okay, this one's a bit more tricky. Why might you leave your school bag in the way of the front door? What's that going to help you remember? Yeah.
To go to school.
And what might you need to take with you? Because you'll trip over it on the way through. You remember, take the door with you to school, not the door. What might you take? The bag, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. That way you can't get out the door if it's in your way, you'll remind me to take it. Now, wonderfully, we live in such a modern age that grown-ups often use their mobile phones. We can set reminders on there to help us remember stuff like picking up children from school and that sort of thing. It's very, very helpful. So we have lots of things that can help us, but sometimes we think about certain food and that reminds us or helps us remember a special day. So what might this sort of food help us remember? If we saw one of these, someone's birthday. Brilliant, absolutely right. Now this one's a bit more tricky. What might these foods help us remember? Matthew, this time. Christmas, brilliant. This one,
oh,
William, brilliant, going to the movies. That's right, popcorn. Now this one's properly tricky. Does anyone know what that meal is, first of all? It's the Passover meal. Brilliant. And what does the Passover meal remind people of? The Passover, Alice. Yeah, absolutely right. But what about the Passover? Yeah, Benjamin. Okay, I'll come back to you. Hold that thought, okay? Where were they when they first had the Passover? Egypt. Brilliant. And what was it about doors and Passover? Can anyone remember? Matthew?
when there was like this thing where there was like a thing that God said on your every older son.
Yeah. Yeah, so God was saying, listen, I'm going to come through Egypt, and by means of rescue you, I'm going to bring a terrible plague where the eldest son in each house will die unless you put the blood of a lamb on the doorpost. And if God comes along and sees the blood on the door, he will pass over that house and the eldest son will get to live. And the thing to remember about the Passover is it's reminding them of that time when they were in Egypt. That's why there's things on here that are really bitter. So if you eat them, they're not very nice. They're the exact opposite of something sweet. And that reminds people that it was a bitter time because they were slaves in Egypt. But there's also a leg of lamb on there and a glass of wine, which reminds you of the blood of the lamb. If that was put on the door, then the eldest son would be safe. So the lamb dying and the blood being shed meant that the people were rescued from slavery. And we need to remember that, because on the night Jesus, that we were hearing about, that Jesus was meeting with his friends, they were sharing the Passover meal. But on that very same night, Jesus gave them another meal to help them remember. And it's the meal we'll be sharing a little bit later on as well. So what's on that picture? What can people see? Bread and what else?
Wine,
brilliant, absolutely right. And we're going to think about the bread and the wine that Jesus talks about that helps us remember. And it helps us remember lots of different things about Jesus. So we're just going to spend a few minutes now thinking about that. Now, there's lots of things we could remember about Jesus. What do we particularly remember about Jesus at Christmas time? When he was born, that's right. That's what we remember at Christmas. And as we've just been singing the last song, Jesus was a great teacher. So we can remember lots of his words. They're all written down for us in our Bibles. And how did Jesus help this guy? Does anyone remember? His friends brought him along. Go on, Arthur. He couldn't walk. So what did Jesus do for him? He healed him and he ran out the building, praising God. Absolutely right. So there's lots of things we can remember Jesus in. We remember his birth. We can remember his miracles. We can remember his teaching. But actually, the particular meal with bread and wine is there to help us remember Jesus' death on the cross. So I've got a signpost here, and the first thing we remember is each time we take bread and wine is we look back. We look back. And rather than look back at the things Jesus said or the way that Jesus helped us, particularly when we take bread and wine, we look back and remember what Jesus did, that he died on the cross. So the first thing is, we look back. But the second thing is that we look in. We look in. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Because you might think, what does Andy mean to say we look inside? Do you think I mean that we have to look inside our skin and maybe our lungs and our liver and that sort of thing? Do you think it's that? It's not that. That would be pretty gross, wouldn't it? So that's not what I mean. But what I do mean is we need to look in at our hearts. Now, in the Bible, our heart isn't just the thing that pumps blood round our body. It's a good way of describing just what we're like. Our thoughts and our actions and our feelings. And the thing is, as we read the Bible, what we come to realize is that when we look in and look at our hearts, is that dirty or clean? It's dirty, isn't it? Yeah. And in the Bible, we're told that our hearts are dirty. And the reason for that is because so often we think this. See, one of the things Jesus taught was love God and love your neighbor. But often we think the exact opposite and just think, well, what's best for me? We don't worry about loving God. We don't worry about loving our neighbor. We just think, well, what's best for me, regardless of what God might have said to us. And each time we do that, it makes our heart a little bit dirtier. So as we take the bread and the wine, we remember what Jesus did on the cross, but we also remember why. Because the amazing thing is, when Jesus died on the cross, he took our dirty hearts and he gives us a clean heart. Isn't that amazing? That's what Jesus does when he dies on the cross. He takes our dirty heart and gives us a clean heart. And we're remembering that when we take the bread and the wine. At which point you might say, oh, Andy, I see. So this bread and wine, it's a bit like a magic medicine. As long as I keep taking the bread and the wine, it'll keep my heart clean. But let me say as clearly as I can, that is to completely miss the point. See, the bread and the wine is not medicine. It's to help us remember. It's to help us remember what Jesus has done on the cross. So the bread and the wine isn't magical. It's not a medicine. It's just ordinary bread and wine. But as we take it, we remember what Jesus has done for us when he died on the cross. So really, the bread and the wine, it's less like medicine, and it's more like a sandwich, albeit a very, very, very small sandwich. And the reason is, why do we eat sandwiches? It makes us strong and it keeps us healthy, doesn't it? That's what food does. And the bread and the wine, as we remember what Jesus has done for us, it helps keeping us spiritually strong and healthy. That's why Jesus says it's a good thing for us to do as church family, because it reminds us what Jesus has done as we look back, and it reminds us why Jesus did it as we look in. Okay, we're halfway. I need to speed up a little bit. Here we go. Two more to go. So first of all, we look brilliant. Then we look brilliant. And then we look... Oh, yeah, amazing. Well done. We look forwards. Now, there might be lots of different things that you're looking forwards to now that the sun is shining. Is anyone looking forward to doing a bit of gardening? No? Okay, let me try something else. Anyone looking forward to having a bath? No? Okay. What about having a holiday? Yeah, we're looking forward to having holidays. Is anyone looking forward to a party? Brilliant. Okay, lots of things. Who is looking forward to Christmas? Yeah, it's only 6 months away, Christmas, so, you know, it's something to be looking forward to. Now, when we look forwards as we take bread and wine, it's not actually for any of those things. There's lots of other things we can look for. Ooh, we can look forwards to. But the thing we're looking forwards to is something even more amazing than that. See, we know Jesus died on the cross, but he didn't stay dead. On the third day, the tomb was empty. Jesus rose from the dead. And then a little bit later on, he rose from the earth and he went up to be, what were we just singing? Jesus is the king. That's right. Okay, Jesus is the king. But do you know what? When Jesus went up to heaven, he made a promise, something that we can look forward to. And that is that one day he will come back again. And the thing we look forward to, we're to remember when we take the bread and wine, is that one day... you and I will get to see Jesus because he said he was coming back. We look back at what Jesus did. We look in and remember why. We look forward to one day Jesus coming back again. And then finally, we look out. Absolutely right. And what I mean by that is that we look out and around the church. Because one of the ways that church is described in the Bible, it's not talking about the building. It's talking about the people that make up the building. And so this meal, this bread and the wine, helps us remember. It helps us remember that we're family, which is why we take it together on a Sunday. Now, you might look around at some of those grown-ups and think, well, I don't look much like them. They look quite different to me. But the thing that we remember is that all of us are coming to Jesus with the same reason. We don't come to the Lord's Supper, take the bread and wine, telling Jesus all the good things we've done. We come with empty hands. That's why the bread and the wine is brought to you. You receive it because we remember all that Jesus has done for us. Brilliant. Quick recap then. We look back at what Jesus has done. We look and remember why Jesus died for us. We look because Jesus will come back again. He didn't stay dead. And we look remembering that we share this meal together as church family. Thank you very much for your help. Shall I say a prayer and then you can go back to your seats? Father God, we want to thank you for our being together again today, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus giving us the Lord's Supper to help us remember all that he has done for us, all why we needed him to go to the cross for us, but also that he didn't stay dead on the cross, that he rose again, he's alive, and that one day we will see him. Please help us remember those things as we share the Lord's Supper today and look around, remembering what a privilege it is to be part of your family and church. Amen.